GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show with Afterthoughts. Our friend from Brookings Smith Funeral Home, Jim Furlan, takes a seat behind the bulletproof glass over in spacious Studio 7A.
Good morning.
How are you, Jim Furlan? I said Furlan. How often does that happen? Someone says Furlan versus Furnal.
Quite a bit. Depends what part of state you're in.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone's more likely to say it up north versus down south or
exactly.
something?
Exactly. Well, a coastal is Furnal for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, as long as they don't invite you late for dinner, I mean.
The joke is told of the outlaw whose brother had died in the gunfight.
Oh.
And the outlaw came to the preacher and said, you're going to do his funeral, and here's how you're going to do it. You're going to call him a saint. And this guy had done despicable things, and the preacher got all nervous. And his brother said, if you don't call him a saint, your funeral will be next.
Right.
So the preacher got up that day, and the surviving brother was in the audience and said, this man was a scoundrel. He was despicable. He did horrible things. But compared to his brother, he was a saint. And I heard that the other day, and it got me thinking.
That's funny. Yeah.
It got me thinking that there are often, you're in attendance when there are things said about the deceased.
That we are.
And yeah. I wonder if sometimes some of the things that have been said, no names here, we're always protecting you.
Oh.
Okay. It's like HIPAA rules. Okay?
Right. Exactly.
But I often wonder if someone has said something that led to maybe not fisticuffs, but it is a situation. Do things ever get out of hand in that regard?
There's no question there is some interesting situations, I guess.
Yeah.
And sometimes you might appreciate this, George. You know, we need to put the referee outfit on. Now, take, you know, that's why we get the pinstripes.
You're wearing stripes.
Yeah. But we've had some pretty comical situations, you know, but as well as a couple of fights, you know, but sometimes actually the fights have happened during the arrangements themselves. It's not usually people, you know, we're told up front that, you know, they haven't talked for 20 years, you know, brothers or
right.
whatever it is. Yeah. And they can't even remember what they're mad about still, you know, but of course when one says white, the other one says black and they want their way. And so we kind of just put them in the office and said, we can only take instructions from one, you know, spokesperson of the family. And when you figure it out, let us know, you know, and actually that sometimes that goes a couple days. And occasionally it goes to a probate court and the judge has to determine which one is in charge, because it kind of goes back. We've talked about it before, the Maine state law in regards to who legally can take charge of the funeral arrangements goes to children equally. So if you have two brothers, it's 50-50 there, so someone's got to win out, you know. And but as well as if you have five children and three want one way and two want the other, then the three win. So, you know, so you don't have to go to probate court for that. But we've had some I call them fun times.
Fun times.
Yeah. We got to kind of put it on funeral. We went out to Cranberry Island once, and what a wonderful spot for a service, and it was a beautiful day and so on and so forth. But the lady who passed was, I guess we call them transplants. She was not from Maine, but she had a lead foot. And if you've ever been on Cranberry Island, there's only like two miles of road, if that. And this guy stood up because he had personal remembrances. He was glad that she's finally off the road. And he, on that note, he left. You know? But there's a lot of situations that have happened kind of like that.
Yeah, I can understand that, looking for, you know, funnier things that happen. I spoke at a group in Rhode Island, and they stood up and read a letter to the wife of this gentleman who passed away.
Right.
Memorializing him, honoring him, he had passed away. And they had to take a vote on the letter. Mm-hmm. He had been a Navy captain or something. What a wonderful man he was. They came to the boat, and this guy's still in the back. He says, "Nope, I object. You're no good son of a bitch, and I'm not going to sign that letter." And they had everybody for a while, and they finally took another vote. He said, "Nope, I didn't like him alive, and I don't like him dead either. So I, and that set the stage for my remarks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
How'd you like to, hey, that was, that must have been fun to follow up.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah. Your friend Jim Goff and my friend Jim Goff would tell you it was called the Rhode Island Black Bears Association, mm-hmm. and they were a little irreverent.
Yeah.
I think they finally sent the letter to his wife, but it sure took me back a couple of steps.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can get into some interesting situations.
Oh, for sure. And like a lot of times for us too, we it's really important for us to have the service, you know, where people are seated a certain way, and especially if you do a receiving line at the end of the service. And
see, gee, that's where I thought the fight would break out.
Oh, exactly. That's come close a few times, you know. Sometimes we actually, you know, it's sad too that sometimes people are married several times. And so neither side of the family get along. So you have to have two sides of a chapel. So because they don't want to be close to one another. But usually overall people suck it up and try to memorialize somebody in a dignified way.
This person sends a text message to us. My father and I have the same name. And when they had his funeral, a lot of my friends I went to school with 20 years earlier showed up thinking it was me. They were shocked to see me sitting in the front row instead of lying down.
That sure got their attention.
It took a sad funeral and turned it into a very funny moment.
That is funny.
We can only hope there are more funny moments like that. I noticed, and I realized you have some printed materials in front of you. I don't know if you came in with something that you wanted to talk about today.
And no, well, I blindsided you. We talked about children last time, but this is a great subject anyway. But we had another situation one time where this gentleman was, I guess he's very fond of the ladies. And we had, I think.
Do you know anyone like that, George?
No, nope, never met him.
We had, I think, 10 or 12 girlfriends.
Come. Oh, my Lord.
And, oh, wow.
And then, of course, we wanted to get them close to the front, so we ended up seating them all together. I don't know if they all knew each other or not, but they all got along. I don't know what was up, but but there's a lot of situations like that for sure.
I want multiple wives maybe would get along. I wonder if multiple husbands would get along. If that ever happened,
I think usually on most part, usually men I think are pretty more laid back than ladies sometimes. Especially during emotional time. Yeah, during that kind of thing.
Where I grew up, I went to a number of Irish funerals and Italian funerals. You know, they were very different.
Yeah.
The beer was great at one and the food was great at the other.
You know, the old Irish story is, you know, the lady goes up to Maddie, whose husband died, and says, I just felt his hand and I think he's a little warm. And she turns around and says, well, hot or cold, he's going out in the morning.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of laughter and stuff at the funerals. I hope, you know, when I get around to me, that they're laughing and not sitting around. I think a lot. Don't you think so, Rick? You don't want a lot of people crybabying around. That's it. I had my time. I'm gone.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I would agree too. We see a lot of, a lot of laughter. Actually, laughter is a great form of emotion that expresses how a person is, you know, and like you just said, you would want to have laughter, and it kind of goes to that whole connotation of today's language of celebration of life. And laughter is part of that. You're celebrating, you know, these great memories and a great life, you know, so.
I don't know if you can recall for us, maybe what is the funniest that you encounter? I don't know. I would wonder if, you know, Bob Marley, I mean, he does a lot of shows. Maybe you can hire him to come and perform at your funeral.
Yeah.
So there's that level of laughter, but
I think the most unique one I had, which was funny for sure, was I had a graveside service down in Nascaig Point, or down in Brooklyn area, way down on the point.
Down 172, 173.
Yeah. And out kind of in the middle of no place.
Yep.
And all of a sudden Tim Sample shows up. Oh, and God. I'm like,
I laugh.
Yeah. So, come to find out, he was doing the service. This fella that passed was his uncle, and oh my God, the stories were. He got a lot of his, a lot of his storylines from this this guy. Uh-huh. And he was the kind of fella. Him and his buddies would sit around, you know, potbelly stove in the middle of the wintertime and talk it all over. And
I can imagine.
And Tim was just, I mean, it was. To go to laughter. It was funny, but it was also that's who this person was, you know, to kind of add a little chuckle on top of, you know, can't take things too seriously.
Okay, no, take it to the other, okay? Someone is getting up and they're trying to be funny. I've seen this before at funerals. They're trying to be funny, thinking that I can share these stories, and I can't tell you which funeral it was because I still know some of the family. That the guy got up and tried to be funny about the person, but it was coming off as insulting.
Yeah.
And you could see the reaction from the family out of the corner. We're sitting in the back so we could look over. You didn't have to crane our necks to see it. It was not going over very well.
Yeah.
And someone leaned over to me and said, someone's got to get a cane and pull that guy off the stage.
We've experienced that too. We encourage people to, I know a lot of people, especially a lot of ministers, like to have people, you know, off the cuff, you know, would you like to come up and say some words? We encourage to kind of have a little more control over that. Pick two or three people, maybe someone worked with, someone grew up with, whatever. And so you got different parts of their life, and to kind of keep it more structured, you know, and then hopefully you don't have that situation like Rick was just saying. Yeah. You know?
I'll make sure that doesn't happen at your funeral, George, if you make sure that doesn't happen at mine.
I'm just thinking of shows. I went to the, you know, a lot of ethnic funerals, you know, and the old story was, would you pour a bottle of scotch over me grave after I'm gone? And his buddy says, yeah, you wouldn't mind if I pass it through my kidneys first. There are all kinds, but you know, it is true. There's a certain amount of solemnity to it.
Yeah.
Amount of what?
Solemn moments to a funeral.
Solemn. Say it again.
Solemn moments.
No. You said it the first.
No. I said solemn moments. You can.
No, I thought you said a solemnity. I thought there was a word or something. And
solemnity.
Solemnity? Is that the word?
I'm not going to do it again. Yeah. But anyway, you should be.
That's a good word. I'm serious. I
this Jim, you ran right into a radio show this morning.
There you go. Look at that.
My original question to you was going to be very serious, and now we've gone a whole different way. But yeah, it's not designed to be everybody go home so sick to their stomachs. I mean, you've got to honor the person.
You do.
And do it the right way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
sometimes it's laughter, sometimes it's not.
Much like this show.
We lost control of this.
We did.
With the solemnity. So that's a good word.
I think that it depends on the person. One of the things, actually, you know, we talk about people who die. Well, you know, we have children that die. We have people that die from suicide. Yep. We have people die tragically. And I think depending on, you know, this is the funeral director in me, on the mode of death, that kind of determines how the service will be. If someone, a child died suddenly in a car accident, that is an awfully hard situation to add a little levity to. You know, it's everyone's just so unique, you know. But the key thing that I think that I try to promote, and it doesn't have to be through the funeral home, is it's important to have some kind of ceremony or commemoration or celebration, whatever language you want to put to it, you know. So,
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.